कुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are currently about to discuss the 89th shloka, starting from the 89th shloka. So Shankara, after explaining that there is no deham, whatever really exists is only the Atman. So the Atman that alone exists, whatever exists is that Atman alone. सर्वं आत्मतया ज्ञातं जगत् स्थावर जंगमं अभावात् सर्वभावानां देहस्य चात्मना कुतः। सो ए पर्सन कैन नॉट आइडेंटिफाई द आत्मन विद द देहम बिकॉज आत्मन अलोन एक्सिस्ट, देहम इज न अनरियल, इट्स एन इल्यूशन ऑफ नेम्स एंड फॉर्म्स। सो द एंटायर वर्ल्ड इज इल्यूशन ऑफ नेम्स एंड फॉर्म्स, Deham is one of the name and form which is an illusion seen in the Atman. So Atman alone really exists. So the Advitiya Atman, the Atman of the nature of Sachidanandam, that alone exists. Whatever is seen, whatever is not seen, whatever is heard, whatever is not heard, so all entities that are perceived by the sense organs or conceived by the mind, all of them are mere illusions in the reality of Atman or Brahman. So there is no difference between Atman and Brahman because Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. Ishvara resides in the heart of all beings. So the consciousness that is there in the heart of all beings, that is Chit or consciousness or Atman, that is Ishvara alone. So is Ishvara Brahman? Badanti tat tattva vidaha tattvam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdyate. Bhagavatam says at the end, vadanti, not at the end, sorry, in the beginning, vadanti tat tattva vidaha. Tattva vidaha, knowers of the reality, speak about that reality. How do they speak about it? Yad jnanam advayam, which is advaya jnanam. Jnanam here means chit or consciousness. So, advitiya consciousness, non-dual consciousness in nature. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti shabdyate. It is that reality which various people term as Brahman, Paramatman, Bhagavan, Ishvara, etc. So all those are synonyms. They stand for the ultimate reality of Brahman, Nirguna, Parabrahman. And since Krishna says that Ishvara resides in the heart of all beings or the Atman, Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. O Bharata, O Arjuna, Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi. Know me to be the knower, Kshetrajnam. The knower of the kshetram of body. Idam shariram kaunteya kshetramityabhidiyate. This body is called kshetram, the temple. And who knows this temple? Etad yo veti tam prahu kshetrajna iti tadvidaha. The person who knows it, the person who experiences the body, who is the subject of the object of body, he is called Kshetrajna. And Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. Know me to be the Kshetrajna, the knower in all beings. So for all the Kshetra, whatever Kshetras we see, whatever sentient beings we perceive, we experience, all of them have their Kshetrajna as me. So I am the Kshetrajna or the Atman in each one of them. So Atman, the Atman in each one of us is the ultimate reality of Brahman, and that alone exists. Since that alone exists, therefore there cannot be any confusion of Deham. There cannot be any superimposition of the Atman and the Deham. Such a superimposition can never really exist. It's only an illusion. A person who is Kim Ajnanam Adaparam. So in the first Shankara said, so it is Ajnanam which causes a person to think it that way. So Tadvad Atmani Dehatvam Pashyatyajnana Yogataha. It's only due to Ajnanam that a person mixes both. So when a person gains knowledge, if a person gains knowledge, Saevatma Parijnanat Liyate Cha Param. So it merges into the Parabrahman, Nirguna Brahman. So that alone exists. So if that alone exists, then everything else would vanish once a person realizes. So as long as ignorance is there, multitude or the duality would be seen. And when knowledge, when realization of the substratum of Brahman or realization happens, then there is nothing but Brahman alone. So if that is the case, then Shankara enters into another realm. Like we can say that it is another subtopic. We can say, let's say a person gets realized. So as per Shastras or the Advaitic Acharyas claim that though when a person realizes everything vanishes, still prarabdha karma, one of the three types of karma, prarabdha karma still remains behind. So that is the topic of discussion, prarabdham. Will prarabdham remain behind when a person realizes? So Krishna says, sarvam karma akilam partha jnane parisamapyate. When jnanam dawns, sarvam karma akilam partha jnane parisamyam. Parisamapyate. In knowledge, all karmas vanish. Yet, after realization, like for a person who is unrealized, who is not realized, he will see that realized things in the world, they are acting. They do have a body. So that has to be explained. That has to be explained in a proper way. Therefore, Vedantic or Advaitic Acharyas say that even after realization, there is one karma which remains behind, that is the prarabdha karma, and it is the prarabdha karma which sustains the body. Therefore, that explains as to why we as ajnanis see even jnanis as existing in the world. Though this argument is only for the ajnani, not from the jnanis level. That's what Shankara is going to prove, that from the jnanis level there is no prarabdham as well. But if somebody says that there is prarabdham, then we need to understand that that is with respect to the ajnani. A person is dreaming. While dreaming, we cannot say to him that, okay, there is no dream. He has to get out of the dream world. Then only he will realize that there is no dream. Similarly, for an ajnani, whether he sees a jnani or an ajnani, whether an ajnani, there is an ajnani who sees some jnanis walking by, some ajnanis also in the world. So for him, jnanis also will have body, ajnanis will also have body, because it is his vision of ignorance. If he removes the vision of ignorance, then he will realize that there is nothing but Brahman alone. So can prarabdham, as per Krishna, prarabdham cannot exist. But in some places, Vedantic Acharyas, as following Shruti as well as logic, for logical explanation, for proper understanding of the sadhakas, of people who are in ajnanam, they say that prarabdham is there. So Shankara is trying to answer the question, will prarabdham remain behind after jnanam? So ultimately, from the real perspective, there will be no prarabdham. But some acharyas explain that at the Vyavaharika level, for the Ajnani, Prarabdham will remain behind. So before we enter into that, karma or actions are split into three. So One is called Sanchita Karma, second is Prarabdham, and third is Agami. So Sanchitam is the karma that has been accumulated since many births. So the past karmas that we have done and the karmas that hasn't given fruit till now, so it goes into a fixed deposit, and that is called Sanchitam. Sanchitam means that it's stored. So previous birth karmas that have been accumulated and which are yet to give fruit, they are called Sanchitam. And a little part of the Sanchitam gets converted to this body. So this body, if we have to get this body, if we have to take this body, then there should be some karma. We should have done some karma which led to this body. So if that is the case, then the karma that led to this body and the karma that sustains this body, that means this particular life, that is called Prarabdha Karma. So Sanchita Karma has been stored till now, and so a minor part of it gets converted into Prarabdham. Thereby we get this body, we sustain this body till the end of our life, Prarabdham is there. And what we do now, the actions that we do in this birth, when we have Prarabdham, we do actions. So those actions, they go into Agami. Agami is future. So the karmas that we do now that go into Agami. So Sanchita Karma and Agami, in the future life, what, how will my future be? If somebody asks, then my future will be based on Agami and Sanchitam, a mixture of the past karmas that I've accumulated and the karmas that I add in this birth. The karmas that I add in this birth are called Agami. So in many of the works, including Tattva Bodha, the acharyas speak that for a jnani there is no Sanchitam, because when he has gained knowledge, the entire karma that he has accumulated will be burnt into ashes. And Agami, or the future karma, also will not exist, because he is not a karta, he is a sakshi. So as long as a person is not the karta, then he will not develop or add on to any Agami karma. And since a jnani is not the karta, therefore he will not accumulate any karma, any Agami karma. It's like a burnt seed. If we put that burnt seed into a proper soil and then nourish it, still it will not, a tree will not come out of it, because it has been burnt. Similar is the case with the jnani. But Prarabdha karma is a karma that has started giving its fruit, therefore Prarabdha will still remain. So it is in a way logical, because from an Ajnani's viewpoint, the Jnani has a body. The Jnani is associated with a body, and the body is the Prarabdha Karma which has started. So that which has started cannot be stopped, it has to end. So we have started from our house. Once we have started from our house, we cannot stop. We have to continue the path and then end somewhere. So it's like we have pressed the accelerator in our car or in a vehicle, and so it has started, so we can't stop it. So it has to go the minimum distance, then only we can put a brake. Similarly, the Prarabdha Karma is the karma which has already started. So that karma which has already started, we cannot stop it. But future and past can be stopped. Past is burnt, future cannot be started, but Prarabdha still remains behind. This is the viewpoint of later Acharyas. But Shankara in Aparokshanubhuti, like this explanation of Prarabdham, or the body being remaining, Prarabdham will remain behind, will still remain for a jnani. This explanation, this definition is with respect to an ajnani, not from the jnani's perspective. An ajnani needs an explanation for the body, therefore Shankara is linger. But when we know that everything is Brahman, the body is also Brahman, then how can we have the body? We cannot have the body. If we cannot have the body, then what is Prarabdha Karma? Prarabdham cannot also be there. So from a jnani's perspective, Shankara is going to say that Prarabdham can never remain behind. So in the 89th shloka, Shankara says as to what many acharyas say about living our life after knowing the Atman, what has to be done. So how should we live? So the way Acharya say is that once we know the Atman, then we just have to live our life, enjoy the prarabdha karma, so that prarabdham gets completely exhausted. Once prarabdham gets exhausted, then our body will be lost. So when this body is lost, we don't have any sanchitam or agami, we don't have any past or future karma, therefore there is nothing else remain behind. We will merge into Brahman. So that is the theory of the Shastras, theory of many Acharyas that Shankara gives in the 89th shloka. In the 90th shloka, from the 90th shloka, Shankara starts with the analysis as to really whether Prarabdham is there or not. So Prarabdham can never be there, that's what his opinion. So from the Jnani's perspective, there is no Prarabdham. Only from Ajnani's perspective, there is Prarabdham. So whatever Shruti is telling, Shankara will later say that Ajnani Jana Bodhartam Prarabdham Bhakti Vai Shrutihi. In 97th shloka, he says that it is for the Ajnani to understand, apprehend in a logical way that Shruti says that Prarabdham will remain behind, a person has to exhaust Prarabdham. So for an Ajnani, so we have to see from the Ajnani's perspective and the Jnani's perspective. So from the Jnani's perspective, we already know that there is nothing at all. From the Ajnani's perspective, Shankara says, following the Shruti as to what is to be done after realization. We are speaking about the state after realization, from the state where we are in realize. So it's tough to apprehend it. Therefore, some miscalculations or some knowing mistakes or knowingly mistaken words have to be used for the Ajnani to understand it. Atmanam satatam jhanan kalam nayamahadyute prarabdhamakilam bhunjan nodvegam kartumarhasi. So this shloka speaks about as to what a person should do after realization. So atmanam satatam jhanan, satatam atmanam jhanan, always knowing the Atman, always being in the Atman, contemplating on the Atman, kalam nayet mahadyute. Sorry, kalam naya. So kalam naya mahadyute. Spend your time. So spend your time, oh great person, spend your time contemplating on the Atman, and all the while you are exhausting or experiencing the prarabdham. Prarabdham akilam bhunjan. Enjoy all the prarabdha karma. So, O enlightened one, O realized saint, atmanam satatam jhanan, contemplating on the Atman always, spend time and exhaust your prarabdha. And na udvegam kartum arhasi. Udvegam kartum na arhasi. You shouldn't have any distress. You shouldn't be sad. You shouldn't have any distress, because you should just contemplate on the Atman, that the Atman alone is there, and thereby exhaust prarabdham. So you don't need to worry about prarabdham. You don't need to worry about the activities in the world, but just exhaust your prarabdham. Whatever prarabdham you have in this birth, exhaust them, and or exhaust them by always contemplating on the Atman. So this is what Shastras say. So once a person realizes, then he needs to just wait for the time when he has to leave this body, leave the mortal coil. So till that time, he has to spend time contemplating on the Atman and exhausting the prarabdha. Prarabdham tviha bujyatam. In Sadhana Panchakam, one of the works of Shankara, where Shankara speaks about 40 sadhanas for a sadhaka to realize Brahman, he says that prarabdham tviha bujyatam. Once a person knows the Atman, then he has to spend time just exhausting prarabdham, all the while thinking about Brahman. So if he doesn't think about Brahman, oh, I will enjoy prarabdham, but I will not think about Brahman. Then if we don't think about Brahman and enjoy prarabdham, that means there is a karta there. So if the karta is there, then there will be agami karma. If there is agami karma, then there will be future birth. Until karma is completely eliminated, there will be births. So we have to make sure that we remember Brahman. We contemplate on that Brahman who alone exists, all the while exhausting the current prarabdham, whatever actions, like whatever fruit we have or we have to experience in this particular life. So this is the general view of Shastra, that exhaust your prarabdha by always thinking about Brahman. So just kill time, just spend time contemplating on Brahman, all the while exhausting your prarabdha. Wait for the time when your prarabdha is fully exhausted and this body will fall away. So this is the view of Shastra. So we can say, oh Shankara, you are entering into a topic where prarabdham is there or not. So tell me whether prarabdham is there. For a jnani, after jnanam arises, then a person realizes that there is only Brahman. If that is the case, then how can there be prarabdham? So Shankara says there cannot be prarabdham, but still the above view is not my view, personal view, but it is Shruti's view. So in the, as I said, like, remember that in 97th shloka Shankara says that it is for an ajnani that Shruti speaks about prarabdham. So whenever prarabdham, we hear about prarabdham, then it is for the ajnani. We should immediately remember that it is for the ajnani. For the jnani, there is nothing at all. The body might be remaining behind. Body, the ajnani might be living, but jnani is living with respect to the ajnani. If we say that jnani is living, that itself means that we have a namarupam. We see a namarupam. As long as we see the namarupam of jnani, we are not realized. If we are realized, there is no prarabdham. But Shastras say this for the ajnani to understand. So ajnani can understand it better. Therefore, Shastra says about ajnani. So if you ask whether prarabdham, if everything is Brahman, still prarabdham exists, then Shastra say that prarabdham will not vanish after jnanam. So that's what Shankara says in the next shloka. Utpanne pyatmanya vijnane prarabdham naiva munchati iti yat shruyate shastre tannirakriyate dhuna. So utpanne api atmajnane, so one line is missing there. So atmajnane utpanne api, even after atmajnanam arises, atmajnanam is created in a person, prarabdham naiva munchati, prarabdham will not vanish, prarabdham will still be there. Iti yat shruyate shastre, that's what has been said in the Shastra. Whatever Shastra say, that's what Shastra say. Tat nirakriyate adhuna. Adhuna, now I will negate it. Now that view, that after jnanam prarabdham still remains behind, that will be negated. So we can ask, oh, Shankara is considered to be a person standing for the Shastra. He considered Shastra as the ultimate truth. That only source which can point to Brahman. If that is the case, then why is he refuting the Shastra? So he is not exactly refuting the Shastra, but he is first refuting that for a jnani. After realization there is no prarabdham, then he will say that why Shastra say that. Shastra can never be wrong, but the Shastra's view that prarabdham will not vanish after realization, that is not ultimately true. That is not the jnani state. That is, so later he will say that, as I said in the 97th shloka, he says that ajnani jana bodhartam prarabdham bhakti vai shrutihi. So it is only for the ajnani that Shastra speaks about prarabdham, not from the jnani. So even after jnanam, prarabdham will stay behind. That is for the ajnani to apprehend the various jnanis that are seen in the world. So the ajnani sees various jnanis and therefore he wants to know, After Jnanam, if nothing is there, then why are these Jnanis living? So that's why Shruti escapes initially by telling that, oh, that is because of Prarabdha karma staying behind. Oh, then will Prarabdham stay behind for me? Yeah, yeah, it will stay behind. After Jnanam also, it will stay behind. So with that, but then Shruti will say, okay, Prarabdham will stay behind, but you are not going to be affected by it. If you are not going to be affected by it, if you are just a Sakshi, then what does it matter? Oh, it doesn't matter. Then the Ajnani will slowly realize. After he realizes, then he will realize that whatever Shruti initially said about Prarabdham being there is not true, because for a Jnani there is only Brahman. Though he might see the various Namarupam in the world, still all those are nothing but Brahman for him. Therefore, there is no Prarabdham at all. So Shankara wants to prove from the ultimate viewpoint that there is no Prarabdham at all. So for a Jnani, after Jnanam, Sarvam karma kilam bhakta jnane parisamapyate. Sarvam karma kilam partha. All actions completely end in knowledge. That's what Krishna says. So the later acharyas, as I said, they like it becomes illogical to explain the jnanis that are seen in the world. So in order to explain the jnanis seen by the ajnani, therefore they say that Prarabdham is there. So there is another view as well. Beautiful view of Vimuktatman, Ishta Siddhi author Vimuktatman and others. It is also called as Drishti Srishtivadam in a way. So in that it goes that even as in dream we may see people who are awake. So in dream we may see realized people, realized saints. So in dream we may see people who are awake, but they are not awake. So even as in dream, we don't see people, everyone as dreaming. We see awake people as well, though we are dreaming. Similarly, for an Ajnani might see the Jnani even as in dream we see many things. So the Ajnani, whatever Ajnani sees now, the Ajnani's vision of Jnani is like a dream Jnani. In dream, we see realized saints. We go to dream, and then we see, many people have seen dreams in which they see Amma. They see Amma as giving darshana, and then Amma coming to their house, Amma like blessing them and all. Whereas, there was no Amma at that time. In dream, there was no Amma. So even as they saw Amma in dream, that Amma is as illusory as any other object. Similarly, the Amma that we see now, that is also an illusion. So whatever exists is only Brahman. So Amma as Brahman is real. Amma as the Namarupam of Amma. Amma as the Jnani of Amma is unreal, because a Jnani is in Brahman. A Jnani is Brahman. There is no differentiation. So if we see the Jnani, then that means we don't see any other person other than ourselves, because the Jnani is Brahman and we cannot see Brahman. So the moment we say, I see a Jnani, I see Amma, that means we don't see Amma as Brahman. We are seeing Amma as Amma. And that Amma who is not seen as Brahman is another Nama Rupa. So all the Mahatmas or Jnanis, the Jivan Muktas that we see now are like Jivan Muktas seen in dream. They are as illusory as the Ajnanis, because whatever really exists is only Brahman. So Shankara, from that perspective, Shankara says that though in some Shastras, some Acharyas, so though Krishna negates it completely, negates all actions after knowledge, yet in order to explain this, as I said, like for the explaining as to how Jnanis, how Jivan Muktas exist, we can explain it in two ways. One is by telling that Prarabdham is there, and the second is by telling that they are like dream Jnanis. So the Acharyas, in order not to take in the dream example, which is a little bit tougher for initial sadhaka, therefore they take the Prarabdha view. So Shankara is telling some Shastras, some scriptures, some works speak about Prarabdha still existing, whereas that is not the case with Krishna. So we can say, though scriptures don't accept Prarabdha as existing after Jnanam, yet in some places it is kind of implied that paradigm still remains behind, and various acharyas have taken that view. That view I will negate now, because after knowledge there cannot be any prarabdham. So once jnanam arises, then there is no body at all. So as long as body is there, we will have prarabdham. But once a person realizes that there is no body, therefore there will be no prarabdham as well. We will see that in the next day. Hari Om.